Greetings, Radio Land. This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God, and we are established in Jesus' name. Thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. We're thanking God for our great pastor coming forth today with the word of truth. It is what is written in the scriptures. Thanking God so much. At this time, I present unto you our great pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank God for you, evangelists, to our elders, deacons, missionary, all the saints, all that hear my voice. We do greet you in the name of Jesus, another Sabbath day. We're glad about this door of utterance. Grateful for the leadership that's gone on, Moses and all the prophets. We're continuing steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine. I want to talk to you today a little bit about why Jesus came and died for our sins. Before we get into that thought, our sister Tatum has a poem, wonderful poems. And we're hoping you enjoy the poems that she's coming forth with. Our Elder Miles accompanying her at this time. Sister Tatum, thank God for you.
Just thankful and grateful to God for a great leadership that God has placed me under. And this is an enduring way. Oh Lord, I thank you for this day. Another great privilege to walk in your way. Keep me with a mind to obey, to endure all things that may come my way. I must take abuse if I'm going to make it. Must bear persecution and with joy learn to take it. I must stay stable. I must stay sober so I won't stumble or fall. Have patience to wait in God, to stand straight and tall. I must not faint along the way. Give me the strength I need to pray day by day. For I can do nothing without your mighty power that I need to help me in each and every hour. So I can withstand all tribulations, come what may, and endure until the end if I take heed and obey.
Is that beautiful? Thank God for you, Sister Tatum. Elder Miles, thank God. Enduring way. Glad for that poem. Glad above all, sister that is striving to please God, holy living. Elder Miles playing because he's holy. And he don't play in another venue on the weekends or after hours. And he's not at home playing the blues or Liberace. Some of you may not know about that. But I thank God for the Spirit of God and how he directs his people. We're going to go to Acts 3 and 25. Before that, Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, keep therefore and do them. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. But what nation is there so great who hath God so nigh unto them? As the Lord our God is in all things that we call upon him for. And what nation is there so great that hath statutes and judgments so righteous as all this law which I set before you this day? Our Deacon Fina has some announcements before we proceed. Deacon Fina, go ahead.
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages on the World Wide Web at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061, or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Now the pastor.
Thank God for you, Deacon. We're going to get that information out to you, and hopefully you will drop us some correspondence. We like to know what you think about God's word. We are Israelites. We are Jews. We are true followers of Christ. God only has one people. There's only one shepherd, and that one shepherd sets up shepherds. And all of God's people are holy. The Lord is the Holy One of Israel. And if the Lord is your Father, if He's your Savior, He is the root. And if you're connected to the root, you should be holy. And you can put any name behind that you want. If it's not holiness, you are not God's people. The Lord said, I am holy, therefore be ye holy. And that's what we strive to be over here at 425 Laconia Boulevard in Los Angeles. A holy people unto the Lord, not to an organization. Let's go to Acts 3 and 25, evangelists. Mm-hmm. You know, so many say that the Lord have blessed them. The Lord did this for me and the Lord did that. I want to stay with the scripture. I know that the Lord came and died for our sins. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, but that is not the doctrine of God. That's not the doctrine. That's God's love and what he did because of the doctrine.
Isn't that beautiful?
When he came, he didn't talk about God so loved the world, I so loved the world that I gave my only begotten son or that I died for the people. I'm going to die for the people. He spoke about how the world was going to kill him, the Jews. But he laid down his life willingly. But he came to save his people from sin. That was his mission.
Yes, it was. Yes.
In order to do that, you have to follow the doctrine of God, which is God's word, which is the Ten Commandments. And if we don't yield ourselves to the word of God, you will not be in that saved number. Jesus come to save. Jesus is the word. The word saves us from sin when we obey it. Let's read Acts 3 and 25, evangelists. Mm-hmm.
Ye are the children of the prophets.
We are the children of the prophets. That means we are the children of God's anointed because God begot us and begets us through his word, through his anointed. Mm-hmm. What?
And of the covenant.
We are also the children of the covenant. Mm-hmm. If you haven't made a covenant with God, you are not God's child. And you get that covenant through the prophets.
Yes.
And of the covenant, what?
Which God made with our fathers.
Not just Father Abraham, but all of our fathers that walked as Abraham did.
Yes.
And the anointed today are yet the fathers, and if they don't walk like Abraham and obey God's word, they're not the seed of Abraham.
That's right.
Abraham's seed is not natural. Abraham had two sons. One was of the flesh, one was of the promise, of the spirit. And if you're not in the spirit today, you are not of Abraham's seed, and you're not of the covenant, and you're not of the prophets. And if you're not keeping God's commandments, you are not in the spirit.
Yes.
If you're not keeping God's commandments, you are not keeping God's word.
All right.
Read.
Saying unto Abraham.
What?
And in thy seed shall all kindreds of the earth be blessed.
So it doesn't matter where we come from. All kindreds of the earth. You can be naturally Jew, Greek, rich or poor. But if you have the faith of Abraham, if you're in the spirit, if you're keeping God's commandment, God's word, you are of that seed of Abraham.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Unto you first.
Now listen, God is saying unto you first. It's the churchgoers.
All right.
And those that say they are called by God's name. Because so many, as when he came, were in the dark about who truly God is.
Yes.
And who his son is. Unto you first, what?
Unto you first, God, having raised up his son
now,
Jesus.
Now he raised up his son Jesus. Other words, God took on the flesh.
Yes.
He raised up his son Jesus. Why?
Sent him to bless you.
He sent him to bless us.
Thank God.
How?
In turning away every one of you from his iniquity.
So that's why I say we are not sinners saved by grace. We were sinners.
All right, now.
That's in the past. Because God have turned us from lawlessness. And we are law-abiding citizens in Zion.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
But we are all we that keep God's commandments, that keep God's word. And the so-called people that say they're called by God's name, so ignorant of God's word, don't know that the word is the Ten Commandments. And yet they say, preach God's word. God's word is the Ten Commandments. And it's the law of God.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Unto you first, having raised up his son, what?
Jesus sent him to bless you.
He sent the Lord to bless us in what?
In turning away every one of you.
Every one of us should be turned, converted.
All right.
From what?
From his iniquities.
What? From sinning.
Yes.
God come to save his people from sin. Let's go to the 18th verse. What does it say?
But those things which God before had showed by the mouth of all his prophets.
What?
That Christ should suffer, he hath so fulfilled.
Now God hath fulfilled that. All the things that Christ were to suffer.
Yes.
And he showed it by the mouth of all his prophets. The prophet said he should be cut off in the midst of the week.
Yes.
But these lying preachers interpreted the scripture by saying he was crucified on Good Friday, which is, in our time, the sixth day. He was not cut off on the sixth day. He was cut off on the fourth day, the midst of the week, and it was prophesied by the prophet. Read.
Repent ye therefore.
In other words, God is saying turn. Because to repent means to turn from the things that you are doing.
And be converted.
Be converted.
That your sins may be blotted out.
So wait a minute. The Lord died for our sins. But they're not blotted out unless you turn and stop doing the shenanigans you're doing. Then it's blotted out.
Yes.
When you begin to take on the ways of God and live as God would have us live.
Yes.
Holy.
Yes.
Now the sins are blotted out.
Mm-hmm.
It's something you and I have to do.
Yes.
Deny ourselves. Yes. Read.
When the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord.
This is when the man and woman of God is refreshed. When the old man is not controlling us anymore.
All right.
When the Spirit of God has the reign in our life. When we've turned from the ways and things that does not please God. Those are the times of refreshing.
Yes.
From the Lord. What?
And he shall send Jesus Christ.
Now here comes the Spirit of God. Now comes Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Which before was preached unto
well,
you.
Well, he was preached unto us before by preaching the word, because the Lord is the word.
Yes.
Jesus is the word.
Yes.
And when you turn from your ways and begin to take on the ways of God, now comes the Lord in to bless us in the spirit.
Beautiful.
Baptizing us in the spirit. And yet we're being baptized as we take on the word and put it in action.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Matthew 23.
All right.
Matthew 23.
Yes.
And 37.
Yes.
I'm so grateful for this door of utterance, but who hath an ear to hear? And I trust that you will listen to what the scripture and the word is saying.
Yes.
Listen to what I'm saying. This is not my agenda. This is the Lord's agenda. salvation. Because so many believe and feel like they have salvation because he died for our sins. You don't have salvation until you turn from the ways that's not like God and begin to obey God's word. Mm-hmm. Matthew 23 and 37. What does it say?
Oh, Jerusalem. Jerusalem.
Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem. This is what the Lord is saying now. What?
Thou that killest the prophets.
What?
And stonest them which are sent unto thee.
Well, it's the same thing today and have always been for the most part. When God sends his word through his anointed, the truth is many times being rejected because of these jackleg preachers that don't know God. And then the people love it because they are not of God.
All right.
Because the Lord said, my sheep hear my voice.
Read. How often would I have gathered thy children together?
What?
Even as a hen gathereth her chickens under her wings, and ye would not.
The Lord is willing to gather his people together.
Yes.
But many times when the word goes forth, the one that's bringing the truth is being ridiculed and crucified, set aside, ostracized, because of the truth which you are not accustomed to hearing. Read.
Behold.
What?
Your house is left unto you desolate.
What?
For I say unto you.
In other words, when you reject the truth, and I'm bringing you nothing but the scriptures of truth, your house is desolate.
All right.
And you may be jumping around on one foot, and you may feel good, but the Spirit of God is not doing that.
All right.
The devil can make you feel good.
Yes.
The devil can make you hop around and shout.
Yes.
But there is no salvation when you don't turn from your ways and you are yet sinning. You are not of God. Read.
For I say unto you,
what?
Ye shall not see me henceforth.
Now, wait a minute. You said now, the Lord is going to send Jesus. He's sending his word, but you're not going to see him. What?
Henceforth till ye shall say,
what?
Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord.
They were blessing the prophets.
Yes.
And receiving them, they would have received God, the Lord, all at the same time.
Yes.
Then they rejected the Lord then through the prophets, and they're yet rejecting the knowledge of God's Son today.
Yes.
Let's go to Acts 3 and 26.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to, he's being preached to you, but he's being preached to you, and he's sending his Son through his anointed.
Yes.
That's how you see the Lord today. You're not going to see him any other way. You think he's coming through the cloud, a natural cloud. He's coming through his cloud of witnesses.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Acts 3 and 26. What does it say?
And 26. Thank God. Unto you first.
Now here's what the Lord is saying. Unto you first.
God, having raised up his Son Jesus, sent him to bless you.
He sent the Lord to bless us again. What?
In turning away every one of you from his iniquity.
So don't think or feel you're blessed if you are yet in iniquity and sinning. You're not. Because that's why he came, to save us from sin, to turn us from iniquity. Go to Romans 6. Romans 6 and 19. So if you're yet sinning, don't say you're of God. And the Lord have blessed me. He's not blessing you like that. Your blessing is under false pretenses.
Right.
And your blessing is coming from that devil. Because that devil got power.
Yes, he does.
And all these kingdoms you see here in the earth, they're the devil's kingdom. God's kingdom is not of this world.
No, it's not.
Romans 6 and 19, what does it say?
I speak after the manner of men.
What?
Because of the infirmity of your flesh.
What?
For as ye have yielded your members
servants. Now listen to what the scripture said. As ye have, not as you are, but as you have. This is past tense. Yielding your members, what?
Servants to uncleanness.
What?
And to iniquity, unto iniquity.
What?
Even so now, yield your members servants to righteousness.
Wait a minute. So that's what our plight is. To yield our members servants to righteousness.
Unto holiness.
Unto holiness. Now they said, well, Jesus is our righteousness. How can you yield yourself to Jesus when J-E-S-U-S tells you nothing?
All right.
Right. Righteousness is the word.
Yes.
And when you yield yourselves to the word of God, you're yielding yourselves to righteousness, unto holiness. Yield until you become holy.
Right.
That's what the word is telling you.
Yes.
Read.
And when ye were the servants of sin, ye were free.
It don't say for, it says for what?
For when.
For when ye were.
The servants of sin.
What?
Ye were free from righteousness.
So when you serve sin, you were free from righteousness. And it's the same thing now. If you say you've been saved and you're yielding yourselves to unrighteousness or to sin, you're free from unrighteousness. You're free from righteousness. Because you are the servant to whom you obey.
All right.
We cannot straddle the fence serving God and mammon. We're going to serve one or the other.
That's right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read the 16th verse. What does it say?
Know ye not.
Know ye not.
That to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey.
What?
His servants ye are to whom ye obey.
How plain is that? So if you say, well, everybody's sin, we can't help but sin, then you're serving the devil.
That's right.
It's just, that's what the scripture's telling you.
Yes.
You are the servant to whom ye obey what?
Whether of sin unto death.
What?
Or of obedience unto righteousness.
How plain is that? So if you're serving obedience unto righteousness, you're serving God. And if you're serving sin unto death, you're of the devil.
That's right.
That's who you are, and that's who you're serving. Read.
But God be thanked.
Now listen to what he said. But God be thanked.
That ye were the servant of sin.
Now wait a minute. That means he's talking to a people that's not sinning anymore. Ye were the servants of sin. But what?
But ye have obeyed from the heart.
What?
That form of doctrine which was delivered you.
Now, what form of doctrine was delivered unto you? Jesus dying for our sins is not the doctrine of God.
No.
God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. I believe that. Now I'm saying, that's not the doctrine.
No.
If you don't obey God's word, the Ten Commandments, you are not going to be able to serve righteousness. And you don't know what to do. And everything you do is carnal. It's not spiritual. Because the law of God is spiritual.
Yes, it is.
Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
And it makes you righteous when you obey. And as you obey righteousness, it makes you holy.
Yes.
Just like the Father.
Yes, it does.
God be thanked that ye were the servants of sin, but ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered unto you. And I say, so many 99 and three quarters of the churches haven't had it delivered to them. Because the doctrine that should be delivered is the Ten Commandments, which they say nobody could do that. Well, then you're saying nobody could obey God's word. What you're saying, you can't obey Jesus. Because Jesus is yet the word.
Yes.
That beautiful?
Yeah.
What?
Being then made free.
Wait a minute.
From sin.
You have got to be made free.
True.
It's not something you just, he said, well, the gift of God is eternal life. It is the gift. But God's word, which is given to us, you must obey it to be made.
Yes.
Because God's word is truth. And it's got to make us free. Go to St. John 8 and 31. Isn't that beautiful? So if the word don't make you do right, you're not free from sin. And that's what God is talking about. It makes you free from sin. So if you don't obey God's word, not having any gods before God, not taking his name in vain, not making any graven images, not forgetting the Sabbath, but remembering the Sabbath to keep it holy, honoring the Father and the mother, those that carry God. On and on and on. If you don't do that, you cannot be made righteous. Because when you obey and yield to it, you're made righteous unto holiness.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
8 and 31. What does it say?
Then said Jesus
what?
To those Jews which believed on him, if ye continue in my word.
There's the contract. If you continue in my word. That's the doctrine of God.
Yes.
What?
Then are ye my disciples indeed.
Then you can say you're my disciple. Then you can say I've been born again. Then you can say the Lord is my Savior. Then you can say, I've been made free. If I continue in the word, to continue in God's word is to continue to obey it.
Yes.
Unto holiness. Read.
And ye shall know the truth.
Wait a minute. That's how you know God's word. By yielding to it. Because if you don't yield to God's word, you cannot gain more knowledge of God's word. Mm-hmm. That's why the scripture says, walk in the light as ye see the light. Walk therein.
Yes.
If you don't obey what God is asking you to do through his word, you cannot ever get the full knowledge and the vision of the Son mm-hmm. and what a son should be.
Yes. All right.
Read.
And ye shall know the truth.
Then you're going to know the truth if you continue in the truth, because the truth is the word.
Mm-hmm.
You shall know the truth what?
And the truth shall make you free.
Well, let's go 17:17 right there. Let's just get a witness there.
Mm-hmm. 17.
If you continue in my word, then are ye my disciples.
Mm-hmm.
Not to just talk about it, but continue in it means to obey.
Yes.
17:17, what does
17.
It say?
John 17:17. Yes. Sanctify them through thy truth.
What?
Thy word is true.
So the scripture's letting us know, if you continue in my word, ye shall know the truth.
Mm-hmm.
So many start out not killing. So I ain't going to kill no more. And I ain't going to commit adultery. I'm not going to steal. What about the Sabbath?
All right.
Yes.
What about all these gods that the people have been subject to down through the times? How about all these graven images? Taking his name in vain, saying you're keeping God's word and you're obeying God, but you don't obey his word. Saying, well, the law was done away with, but yet you saying, I believe God's word, I obey God's word. If you don't obey the 10, you're not obeying God's word. If you offend in one point, you're guilty of them all. How about those that say, well, Sunday is the day of rest, when it's not? And you're making God a liar when God hallowed the seventh day.
Yes.
You're sinning. And you can never gain the knowledge and the vision of God. Let's go to Psalms 119, 142.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Sanctify them through thy truth.
Thy word.
Thy word is truth. So the Lord is truth. The Lord said, I am the way, the truth, and life. He loves it. When the Lord said, I am the way, the truth, and life. He's yet the word.
19.
So if the Lord is the word and the word is truth, that means that's Jesus.
Yes, right.
Because yes, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. 119, 142, what does it say?
Thy righteousness
what?
Is an everlasting
now remember,
righteousness.
We're supposed to yield ourselves unto righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Thy righteousness is an everlasting righteousness.
Now, God's right is everlasting. Just, wait, so the Lord is our righteousness. Well, he's everlasting too. He and the truth are the same.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
What?
And thy law is the
so
truth.
So if the law of God, which is God's word, is the truth, and it's that you know thy word is truth and Jesus is the truth. They're the same.
Mm-hmm.
So don't say you have Jesus and don't keep God's word or his law. They're all the same for righteousness. Let's go to 1 John 3 and 4.
Time is
running out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to let you know. I know he come to save his people from sin. But he was sent to bless us in turning us from sin. Because if you're yet sinning, you are not the blessed that God was sent to bless. That beautiful?
Yeah.
1 John 3.